The next coach on the teleconference is Ohio State's Kevin McGough. Ohio State is the number 2 seed in the Big Ten tournament and will first take to the court on Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Coach, thanks for joining us today. If you could, please make an opening statement, and we'll take questions from the media after your statement.
I'll take questions right now.
All right, at this time, we'll take questions from the media.
To ask a question, please press *1 on your telephone keypad. And our first question comes from the line of Marcus Hartman with Buckeye Sports.
Hi, Coach. How's it going?
Hey, Marcus.
I guess I was just wondering kind of how, with a couple of days to think about it now, do you have a way you can kind of sum up the last week? I'm sure it didn't go the way you wanted it to go.
No, disappointing. I mean, we've obviously had a great season to this point, but certainly would have liked to have won both games this week and got the one seed, but we didn't. So, we got to regroup, rally, and make sure we have a great week of practice, and we'll show up ready to compete at the Big Ten tournament.
And our next question comes from the line of Shelley Teal with Big Ten Network. Shelley, your line is opened.
Sorry, I keep having my mute button on. Hey, Kevin, referring to losses, how can you use, or what lessons were learned from that, and then how can you use that as kind of motivation going into the tournament?
Well, we obviously looked at the film, and we made some mistakes. We didn't rebound the ball very well versus Minnesota, and against Michigan State, I had a chance to get a couple defensive stops. I think would have put the game away. And so those are little things that we'll talk about this week and make sure our kids are, prepared to hopefully do a little bit better when we get to Indy.
And we do have a follow-up question from the line of Marcus Hartman with Buckeye Sports Bullet.
I wondered if there was anything surprising about the way Michigan State deployed that zone that seemed to give you some problems.
No, they played zone against us the first time. I didn't think they would play us man. And I thought we were fine. We had a stretch during the third quarter where we turned the ball over too much, and that was the biggest issue offensively. If we could have eliminated those, because they were not only were we turning the ball over, they were taking us turnovers and turning them into points on the other end. So, I felt like I knew they would play zone because they did the first time we played them. And I thought we had good stretches of execution against it, but just had a really bad stretch there in the third quarter.
Our next question comes from the line of Noah Neidehofer with Tostito Times.
Coach, just wondering, what was the atmosphere in the locker room like with the team? What was the mood, morale after that loss to Michigan State, knowing that they no longer kind of had control of their own destiny, and how have you seen them kind of move past that loss as they get ready for the Big Ten tournament?
Well, they were obviously disappointed. We could control our own destiny, which is what you always want to have that opportunity. So there was a lot of disappointment, but our kids are resilient. They'll be fine. We'll show up. We'll be prepared. We're going to have a great week of practice, and we'll show up in Indy ready to go.
Our next question comes from the line of Mike Borkino with XL Sports.
Hey, Kevin. How are you doing? I know
great.
This doesn't apply to you directly per se, but I was just wondering, Rutgers has been in the conference for 2 years now. Just what your assessment of them has been for these 2 years and just what the program has been like in addition to the conference?
Well, I think it's a great addition. Obviously, they have a history of success in women's basketball. Coach Stringer's built an amazing program there. And I also like having a team in that part of the country because it's a very talent-rich part of the country. And so, you start talking to kids in terms of recruiting, and, now we're going to be playing games up there. Now we're going to be on TV in that market. So I think it's been really good. And then specifically to their team, they have a really, really, really talented team. So I think they're always dangerous. I think they're always capable of making a big run. I mean, they could show up in Indy and play incredibly well with the talent they have on that roster. They play hard. They defend, and they're a very tough matchup.
Thanks.
Yep.
And we have time for one last question for Coach.
And our final question comes from the line of Shelley Teal with Big Ten Network.
Hey, Kevin, a follow-up regarding the mentality of the team. What have they discussed amongst themselves as a team and the mentality that they have now, not getting the regular season title, but knowing you can go into the tournament and get the tournament crown?
You know what? I have not talked. We were off yesterday, and so I don't know what their discussions have been. We haven't practiced yet today, so I'll probably get a better feel for that, you know, later on today and the rest of the week.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, Coach. Thank you very much for your time, and we'll see you in Indianapolis.
Great. Thanks.